God, my God. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Something is happening here now. Take your right hand, put on your tummy. As we sing again. Oppressions, demonic manipulations, spells. The breaker is here of curses, covenants, agreements, dedications. The breaker is here. Ebenezer, break is here. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. The next 30 minutes, start playing quietly. The next 30 minutes. So we are looking at the topic, how to minister to the territory, because we have found out that it seems as if Satan has the kingdom of darkness has a bigger picture or a more robust understanding of the shape of the universe. It seems as if Satan understands the possibilities that is given to the cardinals of the earth more than we human beings. Because of fundamentally, I think, or it is obvious, that is because of the fact that man fell into himself. And because of the fact that man fell into himself, every of his engagements from that time is about himself. So if there is anything that holds possibilities but is outside of the immediate scope of a man's self, the tendency is that the man will not see it. Even if that thing is what will give you the ultimate dimension of what you are seeking, you might not yet see it. The reason why you will not see it is because you are fundamentally built to be selfish in Adam. Are you getting the point now? Let me give you a typical example. See, for example, a politician can decide to be corrupt, and corrupt in the sense that he will be collecting the money that is meant for the commonwealth of this nation. He will be collecting it, collect billions. So, and imagine if the person is a minister of education and he collects billions, and then ASUU is on strike. Are you with me now? If ASUU is on strike for 1 year, it will mean that new Yahoo boys will emerge. Are you getting the point? Now, and new armed robbers will emerge. Are you getting the point now? And new kidnappers will emerge. Meanwhile, when the man was stealing the money, he is not seeing the ultimate dimension of what he's doing, that the consequent implication on the long run might mean that he is no more safe. He has the money, but he's no more what? Safe. Because he doesn't know that when people go to school and have things they are doing, they are engaged. When 90% of the people are engaged, it will be easy for the police to police the remaining 10%. But when, are you getting the point? But when 70% are not engaged, they are not doing anything, the remaining 30% will bear the burden of the 70. That is why if they ask you money, if you refuse to give, they'll come and rob you, because 70% are not. Meanwhile, there is a man that stood somewhere, and all he thought, when he saw money, all he thought about was himself and his family. He went to Chicago in US and bought a house, bought Lamborghini. Are you getting the point? But the bridge that crosses to his hometown, they used plywood to do it. But he used interlock to decorate the house that he built at Maitama in Abuja. Are you getting the point? Mm-hmm. Until they want to give him chieftaincy title, he came back to the village, they kidnapped him. Why did they kidnap? Are you seeing the implication now? Man in Adam cannot see beyond himself, even in the things that is good, because part of the posture that kind of person would have taken is, have you seen some of these governors that did a lot? They are not even doing a lot. They just did 30% of what they, in Nigeria, if you do 30% of what you are elected to do, you will be a hero. That is how bad Nigeria has become. If you do, what is 30? If you do 20%, you will become a hero. I mean, if 100 billion enters and you use 30 billion, you are a hero. So, but you have seen some of these governors that went ahead and used some majority of the finances of the state and did a lot of work. Many of them, if they come around the locality, they don't need protection. Is it not true? How many of you have heard or seen one or two? They interact with normal people. The people are even their protection. Are you getting the point now? Why will such a person do that? It is because he saw beyond himself. He saw that if he stole the commonwealth, there will be many consequences that will not be immediately obvious. It will not be instantly obvious, the consequence of stealing the commonwealth. But man is factored in Adam to think selfish, such that even when you go to school, your lecturers will not see the implication of not teaching you well. They will not see the implication of not teaching you well until you graduate. And the daughter of that professor happens to fall into your hand. Are you getting the point now? As a chemist, and he said that he needs drug for headache, and you gave him the one for diabetes. Not because you want to, but because that's the training you received. Who gave you the training? Your lecturer, who happens to be the father of that person. Meanwhile, when that person is doing it, he doesn't see the implication. Some of them came and told us that the law in the school is that once you have written a subject on the board, that he has been considered taught. So some of them will come and misbehave. 2 weeks to exam, they will bring all the heavy workload. And what does a lecturer expect from a student that he gave the workload 2 weeks to exam? Is it not to cram and pass? Do you actually know it? No. The human brain and have what it can absorb. Mentally. Not to talk of the one you can put into practice. In the practical dimension, is even lesser. No matter how powerful your brain is, you cannot absorb more than 30%. That is why. Now, the one you read, you passed the exam. But after exam, you find out the one that finally stayed with you is not more than 30%. And amongst that 30%, the practical one is even less. Very less, like 10%. That is why when you finish, you have to be brushing yourself on your own now. If you don't labor on your own, you are in trouble. Imagine if you are doing electrical and electronics engineering in Nigeria, and you don't know there is a website, an app called YouTube. Woe unto an engineer that doesn't know that app. You are in trouble. Because there is nothing that decoding, they are not doing anything. I was reading somewhere and they said that they are still using Python. That old one. To still teach people programming in universities. C sharp and all that. So somebody comes out like that, you say, I'm a graduate of computer. Meanwhile, somebody somewhere is so lazy to do, he's receiving salary. That person is going abroad though, seeing how much that sector has advanced, and came back to his students in Nigeria and never bothered to do anything about it. Is it not true? Our lecturers, they have PhDs abroad. They come back and they know that Python is nothing. They know that C-sharp is not going anywhere. Yeah, they are not interested in anything until we come to the point where we are now. And they said that our satellite in space is surviving by the grace of God. The satellite Nigeria has in space is surviving by what? You don't know the implication. The implication is much. If that thing falls or anything happens to it, even those people that say, I will travel abroad, I will live abroad, you cannot. Because you need the radar. You need the reading of the radar in the sky to even fly. So all of us go there here. I'm even praying so that the grace will finish. So that they said that the subscription, the fuel has finished. That what is now keeping it is what? My prayer is that grace will finish so that the thing will fall. All because the only time they respond in a corrupt nation is when whatever is happening is hitting the political or elite class. That's why they locked you down in COVID. Because COVID killed more big people than poor people. Yes, COVID killed more rich people than poor. And guess what? COVID started spreading from rich people because COVID came from abroad. There are people in villages that COVID never entered. There are villages COVID never entered. Why? Rich people did not go there. Is it not if you are flying aircraft, you will catch COVID? If you are at Anako, where you will use boat and cross to go and farm, you don't even know what is COVID. Are you telling me they are using nose masks at that riverine? Nobody has time for that. Meanwhile, the rich men will lock you down. They labored. Why? Their life is now at stake. After everything, I'm not sure up to how many people died. Are they up to 2,000? Don't know how many people died in Nigeria in total. Malaria is killing more people in 1 month. Guess what? Malaria is not for rich people. So they are not bothered about malaria. Are you now getting the point? I'm just using this example to show you that man is fundamentally fabricated in Adam to be selfish. Even when he is looking out for himself, if it has no benefit for self, he will tend to take another path. Even when, if he continues on this path, ultimately he will gain the more. Because if those people invested the corporate wealth of the people and developed the society to a point, many of the things that they are buying is already around. They will not need to do it. If this young man had everything he need to express his intelligence and talent in school, if you ask me, you will be better than some Chinese people, some US people. Are you studying sciences? You did chemistry, engineering. How do you expect somebody to survive in those engineering labs, those old ones? I don't know how they are doing physics practical. How are they getting those refraction and all those moribund equipment? How are they giving them correct reading? That's why if you survive in Nigeria, if you get third class in Nigeria, sometimes if you go abroad, you hammer first class. Because one lecturer can look at all of your results and say, oh boy, you know, they pass too much. I'm telling you. He will say, oh, now they pass too much. How can, out of 50 people, how can 30 get A? He will now start failing you people. Start reducing. He will minus 20 from everybody. Woe unto you if your score is less than 60. Because if your score is less than 60 and they remove 20, what did you get? Is F. That's how you will now see EFCC, EFCC, EFCC. Everywhere. I say a result sheet is only 3 people that passed. And a lecturer, I don't know, Nigeria don't spoil them. And lecturer is bold to paste it. I heard that in abroad, that is an indictment on your teaching capacity, that more people fail than pass. It is opposite in a corrupt country. It's opposite. In my own opinion, the last time they taught people well was in secondary school. That's my own, in Nigeria, the last time they taught people well. Because it's in secondary school they taught people. It's actually primary school, but and junior secondary. By senior secondary, it depends on the teachers you meet. Some of them will start writing only notes for you. Is it not true? Yes. Guess what? All those people will become the engineers. And they will build Owerri social center. The engineers will be Owerri social center and breeze will blow. There is one I saw, the thing has caved in Owerri. Not one building, not two, not three. Go to Owerri, you will see it. And it's on the road. Who built it? 7 engineers. They will say it's Satan. Why is Satan not in US? The Satan in US is actually more powerful. Why is he not doing some things? I don't want to say something. The Satan at your village is making people poor, putting a new life for people, all kinds of things. Yes, now. That's the only thing they can do with their demonic intelligence. Meanwhile, white people is using their demonic intelligence to open up new technologies. Your village herbalist is using his own to kill more people. Kill more people. And you come out and be doing like this. Brothers and sisters, carry fire. Carry fire. Before the man will bring you down, you bring the man from far. You cripple them. Say after me, Father. Give me fire.
Give me fire.
Tell me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me fire.
Give me fire.
It is not because we want fire just because of fire, but because of the shape of our territory. It can only respond to certain language, the language of fire. The language of fire. That's how you cannot appear. You cannot just appear in Akabe Zemo.
I say, ah, she's a more gotana machine.
You need to come back with fire. With fire. You become high tension. When they touch you, that's the last time they will leave to talk about it. Have you touched high tension before? No, try it tomorrow. When you try it in the morning, come and give testimony in the evening. Huh? We will meet in heaven. The testimony will now be in heaven. When you touch high tension, the testimony will be where? In heaven. But you have touched the electricity before. Hmm? Which one do you touch? Those small ones. Somebody open the socket for him. Let him test. The way I'm looking at you, electricity can't do anything to you. The way I'm looking at him, he can't touch him. Say after me, I need fire.
I need fire.
It's a necessity. Just to live on this earth, because of how cruel the earth has become, a man need fire. I don't have time to show you, but that's not where I'm going. There is the morphology of the two witnesses that appeared in the book of Revelation. They took a shape. It is only that shape that men will take in the last days to survive the onslaught of Satan. If you like, keep yourself like this. You come and say, God called me. God that called me, he called you. You will die with your calling. I will come for your burial. You say, God forbid. It's not God forbid with man. It's God forbid. Wow, 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 wow. That's how to say this, God forbid. Huh? Some people are saying, God forbid, I will not die. I will need to testify the goodness of the Lord. We buried them. I'm telling you the truth. I say, I know what God told me. He said, I won't die on time. I won't die. I will see my children, 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 children. That's what the Bible said. You have to somehow make it your own. For the prophecies that have gone ahead in your life, what do? You war, a good warfare. So that even if somebody come and say, you will die, you know, you will start laughing. You know, I can't die. Huh? Yes. There is a point you reach, if somebody say, I will kill you, the person dies that night. As a proof that he said what he should no human being should say. That's how men like Paul lived. They said they will kill him. He said, let me tell you, king, he is not given to you to kill people like us. The day we are through with living, we sleep, we don't die. In Jesus' name. So we are able to touch. First one is what? Second one is what? Oga, where is your Bible and jot? Number three is what? Number two is what? What? Number three is what? What's number three? Is she correct? Huh? Is she correct? Is she correct? Huh? I know no kweba. Is she correct? Halfway. Okay, what's the full one?
Securing the presence of the lampstand. The authority of God upon the church doing an activity in the territory.
Sometimes I'm coming to ask, where do I follow? Left or right? Left or right? Left or right? Some people that have red pen with red cover, it's doing me to ask them. Amen. We don't have that time now. So, is that where we stopped? One more, right? What was the fourth one? Okay. I think that's where we stopped. We did not fully touch it. Is it not so? Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Let's quickly touch it and advance. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. 2 verse 1, not 19. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Raymond Nwachukwu, are you there? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Valo, why are you read for us? Somebody get mic for him quickly. Follow. The reason why I'm calling out somebody to read is so that you have time to find it and focus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Now, it is enough. Can you understand this scripture? It's straightforward. Remember, the fourth one is minister from the lampstand. See, this one person is speaking. And look at it now. It's straightforward. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. In fact, if you want to substantiate, or rather give more evidence for this concept, this thing we are talking about now, you go a verse before here, the verse before Revelations 2 verse 1 verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and seven golden candlesticks or lampstand. The seven stars are the angels of the churches, of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Watch. Let me quickly, that's not where I'm going, but let me quickly say something. Now, you will notice that the church of Jesus Christ was represented in a particular dimension here. That the church is represented territorially. There are four possible ways to see the church, and none of them is denominational. There are four possible ways to see what? The church. None of them is denominational. So if you appear before God like this and say, "But I'm a Catholic," they will say, "We don't know Catholic. There's only one church." If you come and say, "I'm deeper life," we are deeper. I mean, if you are not deeper, you will not enter. They say, "We don't know deeper." And because you are deeper only, what we recognize is Christ, not deeper life. Denominations are not. Are you a deeper life? The way you are looking at me like this, I hope I'm safe. Let me climb the stage so that if somebody is rushing, I will know. And then you say you are MFM. Where is Minister of Water Resources? You say you are MFM. That's why. No, they don't know MFM. You say you are Anglican. No, they don't know all those things. There are many ways that the Church of Jesus Christ is represented. None of them is denominational. None. Number one, according to this scripture here, is territorial. Territorial. Say after me, territorial. So you can see the Bible said that I speak to my church. So if God is speaking to the church at, if he wants to speak to the church territorially, let's say in our region, he will say the church in Eastern Nigeria. It doesn't matter the denomination you are from. What is happening here will be happening. What is if there is a spirit at work negatively, it will affect all denominations. The same thing, one way or the other, you will see it at work. If God also wants to bring, okay, let's say it's revival of prayer. There is no denomination you will enter and not see a witness of what God is doing territorially. Because you can come and say, I'm deeper life now. If you are Catholic, then you know. No. If you go there, a witness of God, even if it is small, will be there. To show that there is something God is doing territorially that is beyond the denominations. Are you getting what I'm saying? The same way, because let's assume you are in Southeast and there is a love of money that is beyond measure. It doesn't matter the denomination you enter. Even if it is Christ Embassy, it will still be there. Even if it is in the greatest holiness church, some of them will love money so much that they are very poor. Because I found out in my small experience that the people that love money most are actually poor people. It is true. Let me give you an example that you love money too much. Because of money, you don't read your Bible. You don't pray. Because of money, your family have scattered. Because you come back by 11 in the night and leave by 5 in the morning because of money. Huh? I know you won't believe it, but this way I'm explaining it now. You have found out. Even though you did not say I love money, but your lifestyle is a proof that 70% of your life is given towards the pursuit of money. Is it not what you love? Where a man's treasure is, what is there? Are you not getting the point? So you might not have see yourself, when we preach it, you will not see yourself as people that love money. I'm telling you, when you spend majority of your time, energy, if they talk about money, you can no more. If you can lose many things, if you lose money, you can. People can find your trouble, but not money. I have heard that there are people that, if you like, insult their mother, insult their father, insult everything, match them. Bring Bible, anything you do, they don't care. As long as they collect money, they are not bothered. As long as they collect money, that person is a slave to mammon. Because he's willing to become anything such that mammon will come. He loves money. But he doesn't agree, actually, that he loves money. Because he thinks that there is a special badge on the head of people saying, this person loves money, this person. No, it's the way you relate with money that is a proof. Those men, money is their organ. They are just servants. But I found out the more you have money, these rich men, there is a point they will get. Money will start serving them. You will come and tell them, we lost 5 million. No? He said, just 5. What happened? You now explain, sir. What of this one? He says it's working. He will leave it. He's going to make an apple. Imagine that after month end, they remove 10,000 from your salary. Your prayer point in the night will be reconfigured. Akajiegom, die, 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 die. Let me tell you the one I learned when I'm small. Ordinary Nana Tanya Naha Jesus. If the person is still not considering responding, come watch in a canary or an anya. If you behave better, don't find some people's problem. It walks faster than charm. As you go Psalm 35, have they prayed for you with Psalm 35? I think Juliet will understand Psalm 35. Psalm 35 is a concussion. There is no herbalist that can concur that kind of incantation. Amen. Are we together now? So let's back. So first of all, the reason why I did all these things is to show you that the church is never seen denominational. It can be seen territorially. It can be seen as a body. It can be seen as a universal organ. Actually, that is what originally the Catholic Church is supposed to represent. Not Roman Catholic, Catholic Church. I'm a student of church history. I've studied for long. So the word Catholic is actually universal. It is not supposed to be a denomination, even though it ended up being one. Huh? That is, the church can be seen universally as an organ that governs the whole earth. It can be seen territorially. It can be seen as a body. And it can be seen eternally. How many? One. Two. Three. Four. So you can see the church as an eternal organ. Before God created man, before any creation, the church is already in the heart of God. Huh? The church did not come because we gathered. Huh? No. This is what people don't know. They think... Now, that is why for you to understand the church, I taught you people yesterday, you need to see from up. And you can see from up or from down. Are you with me? When you see from up, you are seeing eternally. And when you see eternally, the church is the perfected heavenly man. Huh? But when you see from down, the church is getting towards the perfection that is already captured in its essence eternally. So what God is building the church on earth to become is what the church in God eternally has become in Christ. Are you getting the point now? So it's God is not bereft of the standard and picture to measure up our training and our buildings to. What I mean is this. When you are growing in God, when the church in Nigeria or the church from ages till now is growing, approaching towards maturity, the fullness, the Bible called it the fullness of the stature of Christ, meaning that there is a standard called Christ that is already set for it. Huh? So the church is like the vessel that the Christ has possessed in his office. Meanwhile, the Christ is an eternal concept. Are you getting the point? Captured in the heart of the Father. Huh? So that thing in the heart of the Father began to manifest from the death, resurrection, and the day of Pentecost. Huh? And the target is that when that thing begins to make progress by yielding itself to the government of the Holy Spirit, because the job of the Holy... Are you with me? The job of the Holy Spirit by coming on the day of Pentecost is to... gather up the church and bring them up to the point where they measure up to what Christ has already sustained eternally in the spirit. Are you getting it? Huh? We now becomes the corporate expression of what Christ Jesus is eternally. That is why when you go to the book of Hebrews, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Bible began to tell us that the first man is earthly, then the second man is heavenly. That means that there is an earthly man and there is a heavenly man. So that heavenly man is Christ. Meanwhile, the heavenly man has a body. And the body of that heavenly man is called what? Say after me, the church. Can you understand it to this point? There is a heavenly man. And the heavenly man has a body, a corporate expression called the church. So this is what happened. The eternal concept that was captured in the heart of God eternally, after some season, he said, let us make man in our image. It will mean that at the advent of that statement, the desire of God is that what was captured in his heart needed to that
a church didn't originate on earth. It originated in God. And if it is to measure up and mirror what is all in the heart of God, and if it is in the heart of God, then it is eternal. Are you getting the point? Any other building we are building in this physical material realm is to measure up and mirror what is already captured in the heart of God, which is why the Bible said, is it not in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, talking about the mystery of the husband and the wife, the Bible said there that I speak about the church, not necessarily husband and wife. Are you with me? And because I speak about husband and wife, he said that there is a duty that God owes, that the father owes the son, to present to him a bride, a glorious church without what? Spot or wrinkle. That is why the Holy Ghost have to bring a government from the day of Pentecost, and he has been working tirelessly. His job is to present us matured. There is a certain measure, there is a certain shape, a form that we need to take as the church, so that we'll be able to measure up to the picture that God had in his heart eternally. I'm just trying to tell you that the church was eternal, first of all, and the Holy Ghost will not stop working until what was in the heart of God is met in trainings and dealings. That's why we come every day in bedpans. It was Paul that had a picture. God took him outside of time, and all he knew about the church and the temple as a Jew, as a man that is given to Judaism, as a what's this their sect, as a Pharisee, all the things that he has learned, God had to take him out of it. And the Bible said, when God chose, he revealed his son in me. And he said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. I went up to the wilderness of Arabia. It was there that he had an encounter with the mystery of Christ. He encountered such a possibility. It was India that he found out that all of God's purposes is captured in a concept. And that concept is the Christ. When he came down from there, the picture of what God wanted to do was clear to him. He was not in doubt of the buildings of God, the target and measure that God has in his heart to meet up with. Are you getting the point? And it is on the basis of the target set eternally in the heart of God that the Holy Ghost have to come, because the Holy Ghost is the only mighty personality that have the capacity to call to fulfillment, to bring to manifestation everything that is captured in the heart of God. So the Bible said, I will send forth the rod of my strength out of Zion. He said that the Christ will be held up in the heavens till the restitution of all things, the restoration of all things. Jesus will not just come like this. I preached it in one of my messages, the one we did at Enugu. What was that meeting at Enugu? Lectures on revival. I told you people, one of the reasons is because the church has not matured to the organ that God will use to reign from ages to ages. Because when you come into that revelation, you find out that what God is doing here is to, this is a training field. Oh my God. It's a training field. The real life is about to come. It's eternity in God. It is life in God. It's an experience without measure. It is a kind of life that is boundless. It functions by the philosophy of the endless life. When you appear before there, you begin to, all these things you know in the natural reality of God, you will begin to see things completely differently. The things we count big in this realm is nothing in the heart of God, and the things that is heavy in the heart of God, many people have not entered into the borders. Are you getting the point? So there is things that matter to God. There is a government in his heart. He is a king that decided to be a father, and his desire, the purpose captured in his heart that made him desire a family, is that his government now will not be from him, but will be from his body. So wherever Olive appears, because the Holy Ghost has brought the buildings of Christ in you to the point that you have attained the stature. God can leave government to you, because the only governing facility in the kingdom of God is Christ. When you are constituted with Christ, the authority bestowed upon you to govern on behalf of God will be to the tune that you have been constituted with Christ. My little children, of whom I told you, in bed again until Christ be constituted inside of you.
That is why God will not stop, because the authority of his government will not be robust and ultimate if he did not come to the point where we have measured up to the fullness of the stature of Christ, because his desire is not just on earth. Have you read the book of Ephesians? In ages to come, the church is still the governing influence, the governing tool. How much more will God? That's why God doesn't want you to be like this. You just want to be anyhow and go to heaven. Nalayo. If he is like that, once you get born again, they kill you. God is not threatened by hell. God is not too interested in taking you to heaven, even though you are in a hurry to go to heaven. God is not in a hurry to take us to heaven. There is a government. And what he does in time is to use time to test our capacity in government, to bring us to place where we have sustained the ability to govern on his behalf. And this ability is as a result of the workings of Christ inside of us, because God's execution, God's economy runs on Christ. So we don't do anything for God. In God, it is Christ in us doing it. So until we come to the point, as a result of the workings of Christ by the Spirit, because the Spirit works in Christ into our mainframe, and as a result of those workings, we stand and live. And it is no more we that live, according to the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, but Christ that live in us. To that degree, we have retained the capacity to represent the kingdom that we have been called into. Amen. Back to my scripture, Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, and who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. This is a picture. Are you with me? Grace, look at me now. This is a picture of a man speaking on behalf of God, and he has a target. He is speaking to a territory, and he decided that his voice will not be heard. The accuracy of his voice will not be ascertained. Except he speaks from a particular place in the spirit. So he was waiting on God. In fact, he waited on God. And the Bible told us in chapter 1, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. It was not enough for him to be in the spirit until he was summoned to a higher plane in God, where the possibilities that he seeks is domiciled. That is why sometimes when we come to pray or come to minister or do some things, it's not as if we cannot just begin and just do something and something will happen. I don't need opening prayer to flow with the anointing. I don't need anything. Are you doubting it? I want somebody to doubt it. Hey, fine. No, doubt it, please. I don't need stage. I don't need platform. I don't need to wear white clothes. There is nothing special about the way I'm dressing. I have used jean here now. And God moved, no be so. And then I wore suit, nothing much happened. He's not in white suit. I finally worn the white suit. I found out he's not in the white suit. Meanwhile, the reason why I wear it is I love Benihim. Once I wear it, I will be feeling as if I'm Benihim. That's the reason. It's not because of white suit. There is nothing in white suit. I have worn black suit, and the thing worked. What color did I wear at Enugu, Ada? I have forgotten. Wine red, Abi. It was not white, but if you ask me, I will say the Holy Ghost moves more. No, be so. He moves more. Because a time came, as soon as I I just sat down small, like a small boy. That is this my face, but God will help me. I believe also that the advantage of giving me this kind of face and body is coming, because I will not say it. We need to mirror something for our generation. That thing that is in your heart, that's the thing. They come and tell you that this person is 50 years. You say it's impossible. There is a renewal energy that will be working at a hyper dimension. But that's not where I'm going. As I sat small like you, like this, with my, and then they now said, we want to, without any wasting of time, let's welcome Apostle Edu and all that. I just, as soon as I climbed the stage, as soon as I took the mic, climbed the stage, people started falling on that part. I have not said one thing yet. I have not said hallelujah or anything. I have not. Encounters broke out. I spoke for 2 minutes. The whole hall. Meanwhile, the hall was so dry, people were standing outside. Because they are not feeling anything inside. So the fresh air outside is better. Better to take fresh air outside than to stay inside and nothing is happening. I spoke, sang. And then the whole front was littered with people under everywhere. Even ushers, we are falling under power. Ushers. They gave me a testimony. Some of you saw where I posted it. Under 1 hour, 20 minutes, we achieved much. My point is not even that. My point is that the time reached. I think I took that color. It was not white now. I took it and said, how many of you need fire? And I removed it and waved it in the crowd. And they went on the ground. It will mean that it's not, is in the color. I can even use my polo. I can even use your own. Should we try it? She said no. She said no. You want to spoil my service? I'll bring your hanky. This thing can be transferred. This thing can be transferred. When they transfer it, your property is not your own. The anointing sanctifies and brings heaven's economy into something that is natural. I don't want to activate that realm. If I activate it, all of you in front, you can't even stand in my front. As I'm standing here now, two are standing with me. Yesterday night, I was speaking with somebody. You people have made me to go somewhere. I was speaking with somebody, and as we are speaking, see, some people are not normal. The dimensions of the cherubs that came into that place, it seemed as if the atmosphere was refined. Sometimes God comes to give us testimony that we are not alone. I felt God real. He was so real that I knew that God lives in this house. Let me recover my teaching. The stage has been set, but I don't. Let me recover my teaching. So the man that is speaking decided that his authority will not be recognized. His accuracy will not be ascertained except he ministers from the candlestick. Remember, I told you people that God does not interface with the territory directly. Are you getting the point? Actually, God wanted to interface with the territory, but he doesn't do it directly. He does it with the candlesticks. He does it. If God wants to speak to the territory, he ministers to the candlesticks. And the candlesticks ministers to the territory. So when you see a place where the lampstand is correctly represented, you will see that in that place, their emphasis captures what is in the heart of God. And if your emphasis captures what is in the heart of God, the people in that territory and in that society can look at you and literally they will feel and encounter what is in the heart of God. Now, when I mean that you speak from the midst of the lampstand, I don't mean you are holding the mic. Are you getting the point? Not necessarily. What I mean is this, that whatever you engage, you do, the way you live, the way you relate with the people, the emphasis you present before them will be correct, because you are relating from a plane in the spirit. That plane is a lampstand. Are you getting the point? So you can come in your family and look and tell them that this is what we are going to do. Not because that is what you just decided to do in the natural, but because from where you are, the place you are standing in the spirit, that is the emphasis that the candlesticks have brought. So when you minister from there, you sustain one, accuracy. Are you with me? When you minister from there, you sustain two, authority. Are you with me? When you minister from there, you sustain three, support. Support. Because when a man ministers from the midst of the candlesticks, let's assume I'm the one speaking now. I hope you know that there are seasons and certain kind of ministration, especially if it is territorial. When one person is standing and ministering, what you are seeing is one person, but the one man is representing the heartbeat of accurate watchers and intercessors in the territory. Are you getting the point? So when he becomes correct and ministers from the lampstand, he will pipe in into the energy of men that are correct in their secret place. Are you getting the point? Aye. Let me give you another. Let me bring it down here. Sometimes there are some decrees and judgments that before we bring it, I will now call for everybody to begin to pray. Are you getting the point? When we have prayed for 30 minutes or thereabout, especially in our 24 hours, we pray to certain point. Then I will arise and begin to say some things or tell you to say something. How many of you have noticed it? Just because I'm the one saying it doesn't mean it's about me. It's just that I'm standing in the midst of the candlestick. And because of that, I'm leveraging on the corporate dimension of support that everyone that is gathered there is bringing. Are you getting the point? Because there is a corporate support to bring. If it is candlestick, there is need for oil. There is need for... So when we gather, there was an example that John Gile gave. He said a woman was sick, I think in Scotland or Ireland. So they came to a service like this and they began to pray. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. They began to pray, and when they began to pray, John G. Lake suddenly left. What he saw is that channels of energy like packets of light was coming from everybody there, and it rested on him. And based on the energy that converged on him, he retained the capacity to move. And he went to that place in Scotland and ministered to the person and came back. I want to ask, is it John G. Lake that did that thing? No. He ministered from the midst of what? Because I'm the one saying it doesn't mean it's about me. It's just that I'm standing in the midst of the candlestick. And because of that, I'm leveraging on the corporate dimension of support that everyone that is gathered there is bringing. Are you getting the point? Because there is a corporate support to bring. If it is candlestick, there is need for oil. There is need for... So when we gather, there was an example that John Gile gave. He said a woman was sick, I think in Scotland or Ireland. So they came to a service like this and they began to pray. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. They began to pray, and when they began to pray, John G. Lake suddenly left. What he saw is that channels of energy like packets of light was coming from everybody there, and it rested on him. And based on the energy that converged on him, he retained the capacity to move. And he went to that place in Scotland and ministered to the person and came back. I want to ask, is it John G. Lake that did that thing? No. He ministered from the midst of what?
Candles.
Number what now? Sustain a sent mentality. 1 Kings chapter 13. It is a long reading, but it seems as if I will jump some. Quickly, verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Verse 4. And it came to pass that, verse 5, quickly. Verse 6. You go and read. I'm actually moving to verse 23. No, wait. Go back to 6. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now in the face of the Lord thy God. Pray for me that my hand be restored. Because the king stretched his hand when the guy said it, and his hand dried up. May we have such men of God again. You go to a governor, go to somebody and tell him, God said this. And he said, look at this small boy. What others said, and they are not alive to tell the story. Come and arrest him. And when all of them stood up, they fell on, the fire of God was burning on them, literally. They will start crying, mommy, more elderly men. They will be under that thing for long. And the governor or whoever it is will now be paralyzed. They will obey Jesus. May God give us that rod. But you must have lived in righteousness for long. You must have operated in the court sessions of heaven to understand the shape of the heavenly justice. You are not emotional. You don't come out and begin to pray against somebody simply because he is not with your people. No. We understand the justice of heaven and stand with it. When God appears, he doesn't stand on your side. Pastor, God is not on your side. God is on his side. The only thing you can do is to join God on his side. When God appeared before Joshua, Joshua asked the angel, are you on my side? Are you against me? He said, I'm not on any side. That means in every warfare, there are three sides. The enemy side, your side, and the side of God. Guess whose side God is? God is on the side that is on his side. That is why the church is living in impunity and corruption, pastors are sleeping with members and they are aborting it. If war breaks out in the spirit and in the natural, who will God be on his side? He will be on the side of the enemy to help them to slaughter you people, even though he will come back again and judge them all. Yes, because as of that time, church, God is not on the side of the church. He is on the side of himself. And one day he rose up to judge, and it so happened that the unbelievers and the wicked kings are now on God's side. If you like, do 21 days dry fasting. Nothing will happen to you. The person will now come out and look fresh. Your prayer, as you are praying in tongues, do you even know what you are praying for? You say, God, Nigeria, judge, shaka, ba, ba, ba. You say, judge, and then in your tongues, you are saying, shaka, ba, 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 ba. You are saying, oh God, preserve this man, or preserve this man. That's probably what your tongues mean when we interpret it.
some of you, the reason why you don't, how did you end up in Zamfara? Do you know? It might be those days you are now growing in Park Lane, groaning, "Wow, send me to Zamfara or I die. Send me to Zamfara or I die." Huh? Where are they sending you? Send me. You are groaning. You are the way you are laboring in warfare. They can't send you to Bayelsa. They can't send you to that, all these places that is cool. Are you not a warrior? Amen. So, let me finish my teaching. Let's go to the next verse. I've extracted what I want. And the king said unto the man of God, Watch. Are you with me? This is where my emphasis have started. And the king said unto the man of God, what? Let's read together. What? And there are three things here, man of God. Remember that the man that will minister to the territory must sustain what? A sent mentality. What did I say? You are not with me. I didn't hear you. A what? So let me even explain. What is sent mentality? It is a mentality that a man has when he is on an errand. And the person that sent him told him that the life of a people or a generation depends on the flawless execution of this assignment or this errand. Are you getting the point? They sent you to go and adjudicate on behalf of Nigeria, and the outcome will mean that we will not have war with US. And then when you landed, who will I use now? Where is Elijah? When you now landed, you landed on Miami Airport. There is a place called Miami, in Florida. You would like to be a pastor there. You need double dose of the grace that preserves men from immorality. Miami. When you appear there, you see beaches there. And when you see it, you see... This thing my father in the law said is true. There are people that they say Satan is tempting them with ladies. These people are foolish. They have not really seen it. There are people you see. One of my cousin those days, one of the guys that came to visit him, said that one day he went for a party in Abuja, and in that party it is the daughters of all these ministers that came. He said that he looked at people's skin. Odekakwa, this is not your color. This is not your color. There is something they can do to you. When they finish with you, when you look upon the skin like this, you lose your consecration. If God have not helped Elijah and he appears in Miami. It will be hard to see somebody that is looking off. I'm telling you, the guys there, they do gymming well. And their biceps are out like this. And they know how to wear clothes. Those ones you used to watch in movie. Why are ladies watching Telemundo if not for those guys there? Maybe so. Even if you say no, be so. Now, so. Now, because of those guys and the way they talk, the way they do their face. This is my gospel. They are in silence. Because this is my gospel now. It's a heavy one. I will not stop preaching. This is why God anointed. As he's paining you. You don't like. That's why. Now that I've noticed you don't like it, that's where I will now stay. Something will happen to those guys in those movies. They will say, I don't want this person to die. That's it. They will be telling story about the guy as if he's real. You have not come to Miami. Let's assume that God sent you with a prophetic word onto Miami. When you appear and your inside has been fabricated with Telemundo, and he looked upon the first guy at Miami, he has bicep more elegant than the one you saw in Telemundo. You will say, glory to God, I'm here. Say after me, Miami.
Miami.
That is why before a man goes for God to minister territorially, you must sustain what? A sent mentality. I said I went to Bayelsa to go and minister. When I said fire in the audience, it's me and Ugochukwu that went. They began to manifest demon. One came out and spoke to me through a lady and said, we are waiting for you. I said, this is the first time I'm coming to Bayelsa. They said they know me, they are waiting for me. It's only you that doesn't know. They have been waiting for you in the village. You just appeared and come and did something. Thought nobody knew you. Just because you lock yourself inside the room, they know you where they should know you. And when they appear, they will tell you that we bear record of the thing that happened to your father. And this thing you are doing, stop praying. This your prayer is disturbing us. How many of you that have done this thing? They tell, stop praying this your prayer now. Even though you were hiding inside the room and doing the prayer, somebody knows you are making the prayer. You cannot come there and be careless. You can't. God can't send you to do some things territorial in your village house at Oba, and you go there, you are looking for friends to chat with. You don't have a sent mentality. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you seeing what is sent mentality? A man that is sent is consumed by the purpose for which he came. Any other thing, any other body, any other person, and any other thing is a distraction. If your mother call you and say, we have found the job now, it's a distraction in the season that we are sent. The target is what you are sent for. Are you getting the point? When a man don't have that, Satan, you can fast for 3 days, and then you enter where God has prepared you because of your fasting to discharge like an atomic bomb in the territory. You appear, and then what you don't know will happen. The friend that you used to be tight friend from secondary school will suddenly meet you at the park. Meanwhile, you are supposed to minister by 5 in the evening. Your friend will meet you at the park. And two of you will gist till 5:30. Say, let's go to the program together. That is how you have lost the momentum that you have gained in the spirit. When you strike, your strike will be weak. Satan will recover in 1 week and bind the people with a tougher rope. Why? A man did not sustain what? A sent mentality. Even though he went with many baggages. He went with many things in mind. He went for missions, but he went and is looking for other things. He went for missions, he went for missions and business. He went for missions and visit friends. He is on missions, but he's everywhere. That man doesn't have what? A sent mentality. You can finish that kind of meeting and the principality of the territory will strike you, because he found you where he shouldn't find you. When a man loses sent mentality, it won't take time. You will trespass in the spirit. And once you trespass, you have brought yourself where Satan have the opportunity to strike you. Are you getting the point? I just pray that God will reveal. This is one of the heaviest points you will encounter in this teaching. What? Sent mentality. When you meet a man like Jesus, all the time he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. You cannot get Jesus anytime sitting idle. Everything he's doing is targeted towards achieving the purpose of the one that sent him. He doesn't gist. If Jesus ever laughed with you, it will mean that laugh is supposed to fulfill something in the agenda of the Father for his life. He doesn't have time to be gisting with everybody. They will tell you all the time, you are hard now. All these things you are doing, all the time you are posting Jesus. Do you have another business? My mind is shaped. And anybody, or any friends and family that cannot withstand the culture that you have installed around your life should leave, because that thing has nothing to offer to the mandate that you have sent to execute. When a man is ministering to the territory, he must sustain what? A sent mentality. There are friends you can't make. There are places you can't be found. There are things you cannot do. You cannot be found in too much laxity. Are you getting me? You cannot be at ease in Zion. You can't just relax like that. If they sent you to, let's assume you are a preacher, a traveler, they sent you to minister, and then you went there, and then you relaxed on the bed and slept. They met a young man on a crusade ground after preaching, and things happened. Some witches came and said, why didn't you tell us before you came? He said, "Who are you?" The young man of God said, "Who are you? Do you know who I am?" And he preached and left. Went and slept on the bed, woke up in the shrine, not in the spirit, physically. They carried him to the shrine. Stop boasting. Huh? Retain a sentimentality. It keeps you in the cutting edge of ministry. It keeps you in the cutting edge of the voice of God. God can minister to you in the spur of the moment. Huh? And it will determine victory or defeat, your response to it. Many times, what makes for victory is not a big thing. It's not a loud bang. It is just something subtle. And the only men that can meet it is men that have a sentimentality. Like the army of Gideon. Thousands came to the water. And God said, "No, let me select these people. They don't know the mission we are going for. Only a certain kind of men can be equipped to execute that kind of mission." He said, "Let me test them." Huh? He sent them on the first mission. Are you with me, Elijah? When he sent them on the first mission, when they went there, they lay down on the ground and that, "Oh, Nachineke, come mad for me, mad on Weba. My course of move, mad on Weba." No, they drank water. They even used the water and bathed themselves. They said, "When you are through with taking your bath, what? Go home." And some men came there. They were filled with urgency. Souls, oh God. Souls. Yesterday night I preached, and out of 10,000, only 500 gave their life. What of the remaining 10,000? Huh? Oh God. Bam, 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 bam. They gave you bed, you slept on the ground. Meanwhile, the people that gave you big bed thought you slept on the bed in the night. They didn't know you slept on the floor. Because you need to touch something and bring heaven down. Is that the kind of person that witch will come and sit upon in the night? Whether you pray about witch or not, witch can't catch you. Is the person that is on the bed and they, because you have not slept before. Sometimes I feel like giving more food to those witches to land upon some people. Amen. Oh God, have mercy on us. You see, and this is the testimony of many people. And they wonder why something has not shifted. How is it going to shift? Say after me, sentimentality. I think you need to get to, let me see verse 11. Let me see verse 10. Okay. Now, let me just tell the story. You know the story because of time. The man was sent and he was given certain readings of consecration. Are you getting the point? He was given certain readings of consecration. He told him, "Don't eat anything, don't collect anything. If you go this way, follow another way." And another prophet appeared to him. This thing I'm telling you now have happened to me many, many times. That is why every believer must know how to hear God for himself. You are not getting my point. Let me leave you. When you mature in God, when you mature, you will see this thing I'm telling you. That God can tell you to go this way. And as you are going there, as you are going on the path, you start doing many things. Then the voice of God will now be confused in your life. Many things will now be speaking. And another prophet will rise and tell you, "Do this thing." Meanwhile, God has told you what to do. And then, once you miss the path, you have missed the path. Because God has told you something, and the questions you are asking subsequently is to confuse yourself. The more you are asking questions, the more it means that is why. For you to walk with God, you must make sure that there is no lust sustained in your heart. Because even though that man was sent, the reason why he listened was not because he wanted to. It was because he really wanted that, you know. So when they told him, he said, "God told me don't do this." The prophet said, "Is it really true? The same God told me now." Oga flex, enjoy. That's why some ministers can go for ministration, maybe in UK.
and they will now hear God again in UK. And God is now saying in UK, stay here. Meanwhile, God told you before you left Nigeria that I'm sending you to the campuses of Nigeria. Labor amongst the youth. Get your hands dirty. You now appeared in UK and God spoke again. How did he speak? Maybe you are in one meeting and healing, all kinds of things happen. And a prophet said, "Thus said the Lord, and the Lord is telling you, I'm going to use you all over the world, starting from the United States of America, even from here to Chicago. The states in America will feel the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Thus said the Lord." God never speak. As of that time, let me tell you, God will, even if you go to God to verify, he will not say anything. He will trust on the fact that your heart has been structured in such a way that you will pick the right path. As of that moment, the choice you make, I'm teaching you deep things. Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
The choice you make now is not dependent on what God said. It's dependent on the lust or the love of your heart. Whatever your heart is set upon will finally win. I cannot even tell you will be. Prayer is not even the answer, except prayer to prepare your heart for that day. That is why saint mentality is not a teaching. It is a preparation. It is not a lecture. Do this. If you go on the field, do like this, don't do like this. No. It is something that is worked into the mainframe of a man to behave in a certain way. So naturally you react in a certain way to certain things. It is not because they told you don't do this, but the urgency of your assignment doesn't allow you to live a frivolous life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes he sent mentality. What happened? He went and ate. After eating, he went with the old prophet, and as he was leaving, a lion appeared and tore him. Was it because his ministry was not authentic? Was it because he was not correct in executing his assignment? Sometimes I will finish ministration. I finished one day in Kaduna, and the man I came to minister for said, "Stay two more days or a day. Let me take you around town." Say after me, "Take you around town." I didn't hear you. Say after me, "Take you around town." You are not. Say after me, "Take you around town." Oh my God. But as soon as I got down from the stage, God told me, first thing in the morning, go home. They said, "Come, let's take your measurement. Let's take you out to this place. Have you been to here? Have you been to here? You might check him now." As I'm saying this thing, check him now. When last were you at in a cinema with a popcorn and a Cold Stone ice cream? Say after me, "Glory." The man of God has been laboring. We say, "Let's take you out." And when you finish, they took you to a boutique and you chose some clothes. And when they finished, they took you here and they showed you the babish. They showed you a lot of things. And in the night, when you wanted to sleep, the water spirit caught up with you. Meanwhile, the one that sent you said, "When you finish, what? You'll be checking, is it that I will have accident?" That is not what is not. You can even go and nothing happen instantly, but you will know the impact of your disobedience sometimes in 3 months or in 1 year. But the one that knows, the omniscient one, is telling you, "Obey me now. Obey me now." Sentimentality. It is my labor daily that everything about my life is consumed by the assignment that I'm given. I live my assignment. I sleep my assignment. I eat my assignment. I discuss my assignment. You can't catch me discussing anything that is not the calling that I have. That is how a man is molded by a mentality. You don't come and say, "Let's discuss business now." A business that doesn't have the capacity to push for the kingdom of God, it will mean that you have different parts of your life. In that aspect, you will lack the capacity to be a sent one.
and you are saying you want to raise the banner of God in the business sector, you have failed even before you have started, because there is a mentality that sponsors that kind of engagement in that mountain. Such a man have to be a man that is consumed with the assignment that he has. When he appears there, anything you are telling him, he's looking for how a soul will be won. He's looking for how somebody will be healed. He's looking for how Satan will lose, even in a boardroom meeting. Why? He is sent. And the mentality has consumed him.
Are you blessed? If you are blessed, say amen. I have a few more points. Let me see if I can give you one more and then we go. I will want you to go back and read that chapter. Well, at least to verse 23. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. The person that ministers to territory will have to understand authority. Say after me, understand authority. I didn't hear you. Understand authority. Matthew chapter 21, verse 23. I think I need to put these two together because of time. This is number what? The person has to understand authority. Matthew chapter what? Somebody quickly get ready. Get ready to read it for me. The next one, which will be number 7, right? You should not trespass the boundary of your ministerial authority. Jude chapter 1. I think from verse 4. Jude chapter 1. I think from verse 4. Where is the mic now? Read it for me.
Matthew 21 verse 23 says, and when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not then believe him? But if we say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And when they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things.
Amen. Listen praise to me. God. One of the proof that a man is vast in territorial ministration is his understanding of authority. In fact, are you with me? Follow me. When you minister to people, fundamentally, the need, what you need is just probably power. But if you want to minister to the territory, even when there is an expending of power, that expending of power is within the confines or to the extent that authority is available. In fact, the expending... Oga, are you with me? Bila will go show you for camera today. The expending of power is only correct within the limit of authority. What did I say? The expending of power is only correct within what? The limit of authority. So somebody can have power and spend it or execute power beyond authority that he has. Huh? Let me give you an example. If you are the governor of Anambra State and you go to Enugu and then you do something in Enugu, you know you have the power because there are one or two policemen or some people that can respond to you. Guess what? You don't have the authority. And on the long run, if you are brought before a competent court, you will be defeated and you will pay the price for violating the boundaries of your authority. Even though you have power to do what you are doing, you do not have what? You do not have what? You do not have what? So a man that intends to be effective in territorial ministry has to labor more on authority than just power. He has to labor more what? On authority. He has to be baptized with fresh authority from heaven. Heavy authority from heaven. And he has to give yourself to the things that make for increase in authority. He has to stand in place that impact authority for ministry. Now, let me tell you, I was teaching the leaders earlier this year on different dimensions of authority. We were discussing the matter of spiritual covering and all that. I told them that that's just a branch of spiritual authority. Now, let me tell you what it means. Listen. When a man grows in stature and in God, are you with me? By the reason of your growth in God over the years, necessarily there is an authority that you should retain in yourself as a result of the fact that you are an elder in the faith and you have fought many battles. Maybe the pastors are general overseers of many of the big churches that we know in Nigeria as a result of what? Their many years of service. But there is another authority that on the instance of assignment, are you with me? God can bestow a young man with an authority. Follow, are you with me? I just pray you understand. And within the ambit of the authority that God gave that young man to execute that particular assignment, even though you have stature by your rank as a believer, that the authority of the assignment is stronger than the authority that a man had just as a believer. Now watch. That is why if God sends me to this territory now and I come by the authority that he sent me with, are you getting the point? Some elders and big people in the city can fight you, but they can never win you. Even though they have the stature as elders, big men of God, they can even do many things and all that, but you won't go down. The reason why you won't go down is because you are standing under an accurate authority template, and your authority is derived from the word of your mandate, the word that sent you. Are you getting the point? So your defense is staying in alignment with the word that sent you. So when men, even though they are big men, they have stature, they would have crushed you if you just came on your own. Are you getting the point? If you contend with those men, whether you are right or wrong, they will crush you. But when you are standing correctly on the plane of your sent authority, God told you, God is the one that told you do this. And let's assume he's a chaplain of the place or the campus, now said you can't do it and begin to fight you. Just because he's fighting you, it will make the work in your hands to even prosper. People will want to follow you because of the fact that they are now fighting you. They want to know why they are fighting this guy. It seems as if there is something you have that is making them to fight you. Why? What is sustaining you? Is it because you have suddenly become bigger than them? No. The authority of the assignment that God has sent you to execute is stronger and more potent than the authority that men have gained as a result of their work in Christ. Are you getting the point? Now, so when I appear and I want to execute an assignment, I make sure that I'm standing in a place where my life and what I'm doing is mirroring the authority of the assignment. So that when I leave, it is not because of who I am as a person. It is because of the assignment that I'm executing. So the fight against you is not the fight to you. It is the fight against the mandate of God. And if it is true, nobody can win you. No one. If you set, that is why when you set it up like that, the fight of set up, that I'm giving you wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you appear in a place, make sure that all contentions is not against you as a person, that the contention is against the mandate. That was how David was able to win Goliath. Because I hope you know, by spiritual stature and rank, that man Goliath is far ahead of David. But when David appeared, he said, against the armies of Israel have you stood? you are cursing the Lord God of Israel. You know what he did? David stepped aside and pitched Goliath with God.
Huh?
Because there is a mandate. What David presented in the matter is that it is not me fighting, that Goliath have stood to fight against the whole of Israel, that is having a mandate to dominate all the Philistines and all the Canaanite countries. So it is now Goliath against the mandate of God. It so happened that David is the representation of that mandate.
Eh?
So when David rose with his sling, oh my God, even the giant fell at his hand. Not because he's bigger than the giant, but because the authority of the mandate is what? Supporting his engagement. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is why before you leave, you have to stay long with God and secure his voice. That's actually another point. Another way to minister to the territory is to what? Secure the word of the Lord for that territory. That is the fundamental thing that John did. There are many things I want to teach James. There is no time. Secure what? The word of the Lord. That is what the territory responds to. There is something your family is waiting to hear. So when you come and say, I bind you, I change, they are not hearing that thing. When you pray, sometimes God will tell you, go on 21 days fasting, 6 to 3 or 6 to 6. When you finish, he will tell you, if you go to your family, stand in front of the gate and say, I declare a new season. As simple as that word is, it is called what? The word of the Lord to your family. When will God send you to your family? When you have labored to the point that you have gotten the word of, don't just go and do something. So if you go and see the shrine, what will you tell the shrine? The shrine is not powerful if you have the word of the Lord in your mouth. When you appear before the shrine, you say, powerless power. That's what God, the only thing God told you to say is what? And everything will crumble. Meanwhile, the one that have not gotten the word of the Lord will come and say, and by the this one, that one, and as you are talking, you start feeling your leg shaking, and something will be moving in your leg. Jesus. I'm telling you, these things I'm telling you, I'm a field man who have seen things on the field. I have gone to ministrations, finished, and half of my body stopped working. Half. These are not the things you say often. Huh? But I know God was the one that told me. I laughed and ate well and slept. I didn't pray that night. I woke up in the morning very sound. Don't do it. When you notice any recon, begin to labor in prayer. Don't say I said. Some people are looking for all the excuses not to pray. Not anytime you give them, he said that Papa said when you this one now happen, don't pray, just sleep. A gospel of don't pray, just sleep. The guy is not happy that I called his name. He is now in trouble. For the next 1 month, he is your name now. Huh? Until you are happy that I'm calling your name. Until that time, I will not stop. Mm-hmm. So one is to understand what? Authority. Number two is not to go beyond, that is number nine, is not to go beyond the boundaries of what? Your ministerial authority. Read the book of Jude for me. Number final one for today is to secure what? There is one that I would have taught you, but there is no time. You must understand the territorial energy balance. That one we need 2 hours to teach territorial energy balance. Amen. If somebody comes inside, if you come inside a family, you must know to what extent work has been done, either in darkness or in light, so that you know how much investment you are supposed to make. That is what is called territorial energy balance. You need intelligence. So there are ministrations I will go for, and we need to fast for 3 days. Are you getting my point? To be ready. But there are other ministrations I will not even fast, and God will move mightily. Why? The energy balance in the territory
is already tipping in the dimension of light. But there are places you go, everything is in comatose. So you have to, are you getting the point? I need at least 1 hour or two to teach this. But I need to drop it for you. You are now seeing the point I'm making. So many people appeared in many places without tracing the energy balance. And because of that, they don't know that the commensurate level in the spirit they need to put in place to gain advantage for God. Huh? So just because you fasted for 2 days in the other place and mighty things happen, you assume everyone is 2 days. Huh? What you don't know is that last week they sacrificed 7 human heads, and the demons that left the territory 100 years ago came back, and God sent you there to bring, to minister to the territory, and you now did your 6-3 fasting and 8-4. It would have been enough if I sent you to come and lead prayer here. Huh? Are you getting the point? It would have been enough if I sent you to lead prayer here. But it is not enough if I sent you to Owerri now, because Owerri is a battlefield in the spirit and in the natural. Only warriors will survive there. I'm telling you, it's a war front. If you go there, you pray for 3 hours, you have not broken through the atmosphere. But if you come here, you just do bah, 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 and everywhere he's going, well, like this. And Elijah is enjoying himself. It's only here that you don't prepare and you lead prayer, things will happen. Huh? Try it. You go and if you invoke, you do everything you know how to do. For 4 hours, nothing happened. Even you was not moved. And prayer that didn't move you cannot move God. Certainly, it will not move the territory. It did not move you. It will not move you, God. And God will not move the territory. There are places you go to minister. 70% of your audience are witches. And they are sitting on the meeting. And you go there, you start with worship. Obina Somo, Obina Ripom, whatever, and others. The wishes we start worship, we start singing with you. But when you say let's go, their face will change. Don't mind them, don't look at them. Stay one place. Bamba, bamba. After 10 minutes, shout fire. Stop. You pray for another 10 minutes, shout what? Fire. You pray for another 10 minutes, shout what? Fire. And then one of them will fall. Once the first person falls, you have entered. Ibanyezie, it even here again. Hey! Something is doing me somehow. Hey, Valentine, we need to strike Satan where he will not recover. If you will give us grace, oh God, if you will equip us, you will benefit, you will have profit from my life. I will stand. Heaven, they should rest. Once I want such men. Those are the men I want. When God gives you something, heaven will rest. When they remember Shedu in Inewi in Easter, said, no problem. We have Shedu there. Because they have given me what it takes. I will stand. But many of you cannot even stand for your family. Huh? Why do you need more? I will stand. Like a mighty man, I will stand. Perhaps. Like a mighty man, I will stand. The clothes of Jehovah coming upon us. A man cannot stand just because he wants to stand. You stand because something has come upon you. Pante, copa, patata. As you are sitting, no, don't stand. Tell tell God I will stand in 1 minute. When you pray, five of you, a fresh equipment of heaven will come. You pray from your heart.
I will stand for God in Allah. Find the enemy of faith and to grab. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah.
Father, I ask you to identify those five people that have decided in their heart to stand. If you will give them what it takes, five of them, identify them with the fresh equipment from heaven. Identify them from my left or my right. Identify them by fire. Identify them by fire. Identify them by fire.
I will stand for God in honor. Fight the enemy on faith, battle cry.
God is touching a young man now.
Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor.
Jesus!
I will stand for God in honor.
My God,
fight the enemy on faith, battle ground.
Where are the men?
With the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. I will stand for God in Allah. Fight the enemy on faith, battle ground.
My God, my God.
Leave the banner of Christ, bring glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah.
My God, my God.
I will stand for God in honor.
We are the men, Jesus.
Fight the enemy on faith, battle ground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor.
Find them. Find them, Lord. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. By power. Find them with the fresh equipment. Find them so they can stand. Find them by power. Find them by fire. Find them, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
There's no need to stop. When God is through with you, you can come and cast your seed and offering. Next week we meet again by 5 p.m.